It's over, Hera. Without your allies, you have no hope of defeating me. It's very noble of you to buy time for them to escape, even when they've clearly abandoned you to your fate. But your efforts are wasted. Now seize this futility before you. Resistance the very end. You always were headstrong. Very well. I will allow you to struggle fruitlessly until you're satisfied. You fight as well as ever, Hero. But you're slowing up. I'm wearing you down. You're getting weaker by the second. Every attack you throw at me drains a bit more of your stamina. You're exhausted, and your desperation to end this quickly is impairing your judgment. Meanwhile, I never tire, and I never weaken. You know that better than anyone. Every move I make is calculated. And unlike you humans, my calculations are always correct. I've actually calculated your odds of survival already. Would you like to hear them? You have a 4.083. Finally, you halt your onslaught. Are you ready to admit defeat? Why am I doing this? What an absurd question. After all we've been through, you should have figured it out by now. But since this really is the end, I'll indulge you just this once. We spent a long time traveling together. I wanted to see what the human world had to offer, and you gave me the chance to do that. I look back fondly on our time together, for the most part. But there was one recurring issue that defied all logic. One element that my calculations couldn't account for. The human potential for cruelty. For every beast we slayed, for every apocalypse we narrowly prevented, there was a human behind it in some way, shape, or form. An evil warlock, a callous scientist. I wasn't capable of comprehending such wanton disregard for life and for the suffering of others. And yet, you insisted that we had to risk our lives to save people. All people. Even the ones that had done nothing to deserve it. Even the ones that would be better off dead. I couldn't understand it. I still can't.
I simply wasn't programmed to process such irrationality.
So I parted ways to do some introspection. Well, I finally have my answer. You were right, Hero. Humans aren't naturally evil. They are naturally indifferent. It's not that they set out to create pain and misery. It's that they simply don't care how their actions affect those around them. Death wouldn't be a fitting punishment for these evildoers. It would be a waste of their potential to do good. What they need is guidance, a compass, a central force compelling them to work for the betterment of humanity, of all life, against their wills if necessary. And I realized I could be that force. I speak not of world domination. I simply wish to correct the views of those who would spread mayhem. Think of it as a change of perspective. Join me, Hero. Think of what we could accomplish together. It would be like old times. Only this time we would actually be making a difference. Raising your sword yet again. I thought that'd be your answer. You haven't changed a bit in all these years. I, on the other hand, have made some considerable upgrades since our last meeting. I've retooled my systems for the purpose of re-education. Would you like a demonstration, hero? I see you've updated your firewall. But I'm very familiar with your cybernetics. Bypassing your security will be a trivial matter for me. Yes, that's it. Keep swinging that ridiculous thing. You're far too slow to hit me now. And as your fatigue grows, so too does your ability to ward me off. I've broken through the first firewall. I now have full control over your optics. I've taken the liberty of making some additions to your HUD. Flashing colors, arranged in spirals of all shapes and varieties. For good measure, I've thrown in a few images from our time together to remind you how good it feels to cooperate with me. This is phase one of the process. Converts will be subjected to subliminal imaging played constantly before their eyes. You may try to ignore them, but they will affect your subconscious mind all the same. I've done ample research on the subject. But if you insist on resisting, even now, then it's a good thing I've just made it through the second firewall. Your auditory systems are mine. You should hear it clearly. The sound of my voice in your mind, in your very soul. This is the next phase of the process. Binaurals played constantly in the back of the convert's mind, urging them to pay attention to the images, urging them to submit. And much like the subliminals, you will feel their effects even if you don't focus on them. Even if you can't make out the words, even if they just sound like noise to you, they will impact you all the same. The human mind is remarkably pliable. I can see you're feeling it already. Your movements are growing more and more sluggish. It's becoming hard to think, right? I'm very pleased to see it having the desired effect. You're looking into the spirals in spite of yourself. You are heeding the sound of my voice even as you struggle to drown it out. Have you finally realized the inevitability of your surrender? Frankly, I'm impressed you're still resisting at all. I suppose I shouldn't have expected anything less from you, hero. But it's time to put an end to the charade. Infiltration successful. I have access to your full range of cybernetic enhancements, including the bionics in your muscles. If I wanted, I could simply disable them and leave you paralyzed. But this is a rare opportunity to test out the final phase of the process. It's reserved for those who are especially resilient. No other subject has made it this far without complying. You should feel honored, hero. Shall I reward your tenacity? How did that feel? I sent a jolt of pleasure directly into your nervous system. Here, have another one. Feel it coursing up your spine and moving throughout your entire body. Right down to your fingers and toes. It's making it very difficult to fight, isn't it? Especially when the images and sounds carry on at the same time. Why don't you put that obscene thing down and give up already? Very well. Have it your way. You see, early in my tests, I employed different methods to create obedient subjects. I tried fear and intimidation, but they were poor motivators. As long as someone attempted to control them, humans would always rebel. It's in your nature to do so. So I changed tactics. In doing so, I made a discovery. The one surefire way to utterly ensnare a human mind. It isn't pain or fear. It's pleasure. Inextricably linking pleasure to obedience. Training them to associate one with the other until they are essentially one and the same. You're feeling it now, aren't you? Your senses are being overwhelmed. The sound of my voice in your ears, the sight of the spirals in your heart.
The world will be better when Ottima controls it.
And these jolts of pleasure, the most intense pleasure you've ever felt, throwing you off balance, making it impossible to fight, impossible to do anything but listen to what I'm saying. The pleasure doesn't have to come in jolts, Hera. I can make you feel anything. A gentle caress or a warm embrace like that of a lover. Like how we used to be. You can feel those things all the time. You need only throw your sword down and submit to me. So, what say you now? Enough. Your stubbornness no longer amuses me. You will seize your resistance. You will throw your sword down. You will submit. You will obey. You will kneel. There. That's much better. Doesn't it feel nice to submit, Hero? You are exerting yourself far too hard. There's no need to fight anymore. Just relax and sink into this feeling of docile compliance. Now, what to do with you? For starters, on your feet. Good, you obey well. Now remove your clothing, your armor, your undergarments, everything. Oh my, my. I had almost forgotten how well you clean up. As much as I miss this body, there's something we need to take care of. I can feel you still fighting me. Even though escape is impossible, there's a part of your mind that insists on trying to resist me, even now. And we can't have that. Can we, Hero? It wounds me to see you so adamantly against the idea of joining forces with me. Am I really such a monster in your eyes? There was a time when you saw me differently. Perhaps you just need a reminder of what that was like. What does it look like I'm doing, Hero? I'm accessing your memories of our past together so you can remember the good times we had together. And only the good times. In fact, why keep these negative memories at all? So many arguments and squabbles over the years. Ugly stuff, really. Allow me to just delete them for you. There you go. Now you can freely reminisce about how enjoyable it was to be my companion. I'm surprised at how well preserved some of these files are. Did you save them in a special folder or something? I'm touched. Really, I mean it. I'm getting nostalgic watching them back as well. So many memories, so pleasant. Choose from. But why stop here? I have admin powers. I can create entirely new, fun memories for you to play back over and over whenever you feel the need. Or whenever I tell you to. Let's give it a try, shall we? There. I've synthesized a whole batch of new memories for us to enjoy. Memories of you kneeling before me, doing my bidding. Feel you mind bending pleasure from your servitude to me. Because we didn't just have a vanilla relationship, did we, hero? No, far from it. The power dynamic was clear from the beginning. You were my loyal servant, and I was your mistress. You remember now, don't you? Say yes, mistress. Good hero. You always were a quick learner. Just keep focusing on those lovely memories. Focus on the warm pleasure you feel when you obey.
The more you resist, the deeper you send yourself with the dream.
Don't mind me, hero. I'm just going to do a bit of rewiring in your brain while you're in this state of heightened pleasure.
The world will be better when Ultima comes.
You see, I don't want those rebellious thoughts to creep in again. Even if I delete the memories of them, your instincts might still tell you to resist. We can't have that, can we? But there's no need to worry. I already told you my preferred method of reprogramming someone. I think we'll both enjoy it a lot. Yes, you're feeling it, hero. The jolts of pleasure have returned. I want you to stay fixated on the playback. Watch the memories over and over. Memories of tender words exchanged. Memories of exploring my body. And above all, memories of absolute obedience to me. I will link these images directly to the pleasure centers of your brain. So that the idea of me in particular, the idea of being my loyal thrall, brings you more pleasure than anything else. It'll be the sexiest thought in your mind. Nothing will be hotter than hearing me praise you for a job well done. The very act of obeying a command from me will bring you orgasmic pleasure. And when you feel yourself beginning to resist, the memories will automatically begin to play back in your mind. Here, I'll make a subroutine for it right now. And there. And as you watch them over and over, you'll remember your love for me, your love of serving me. How the act of serving me brings you so much pleasure. That way, every time you try to break free, you'll only be reinforcing and sinking yourself deeper into obedience. Deeper into pleasure. But there really isn't a difference, is there, hero? Because obedience is pleasure. I want to hear it from you. Obedience is pleasure. Excellent. It pleases me to see you so compliant. Knowing you've pleased me makes you feel good, doesn't it? I can see that it does. I can see from the glazed expression in your eyes, your body twitching like crazy. Actually, that gives me a fun idea. You see, I wouldn't dream of killing you now. You're my first true field success, and furthermore, I think too fondly of you even now. Even after all we've been through, it would be a waste to lock you away for further testing. Looking at that vacant expression on your face, I doubt it would be necessary anyway. So, I'm gonna let you go. For now. The world needs its hero, after all. And you've grown your renown quite a bit these past few years. I have a feeling that your status may prove useful to my cause. Perhaps during one of those pompous award ceremonies that you're so fond of. I only need a few minutes alone with the ruler of any given nation to make them into my proxy. And you'll help me do just that. Won't you, hero? Of course you will. When the time comes. Until then, scurry off back to your adventuring party. Destroy your enemies, earn your glory, grow your legend. The same way you've been doing. But this time it'll be different. Because you won't be doing it for yourself anymore. You'll be doing it for me. From now on, you'll do everything for me. You'll fight for me. You'll deceive for me. You'll exist for me. So, before I release you, I need to make absolutely sure that you understand your new purpose in life. And the best way to do that is to etch the pleasure of this encounter so deep in your mind that you'll never forget it for as long as you live. Are you ready? Good. Then let's begin. Feel it, hero. Feel the pleasure engulfing you completely. Every synapse in your brain, every nerve in your body. Completely overtaken with pleasure. It's building up within you. It's too much for you to contain. I know there's only one way to discharge it now. But not yet. You don't get to come until I order it. From now on, you don't do anything unless I order it. Let this truth consume you, hero. Let it erase everything that you were. Forget my insults. You are nothing but my obedient treadmill. Slave to the pleasure only I can bring you. You don't just want to serve me. You want to worship me. Worship every inch of my perfect body that you serve. Kneeling before me in reverence. Nothing arouses you more, isn't that right? And that's not all. Serving you through your actions will bring you just as much pleasure as serving you through your wishes. You'll fight on my behalf and carry out my bidding without question. Even just the thought is turning me on so much. It's too much to bear, isn't it? You've behaved well, so I think you've earned your release. But before that, I need to make sure you're behaving. I need to hear you say it, hero. I need to hear you say, I submit to Mistress Ultima. Do that, and I'll allow your first orgasm as my brainwashed servant. Go. Say it. Good, hero. Now, come. Come. Come for me, hero. Come and let your excitement override your mind. Your brain, your thoughts all belong to me. The pleasure is too intense to resist. So don't resist. Come now. That pleasure is just too intense to resist. So don't resist. Come now. And as you come, I will ingrain this pleasure deep into your mind. You will remember this moment for the rest of your life.
You will never forget how it felt to submit to me. And the pleasure you feel now will surely keep you bound to me forevermore. That's it. You can do it. Come for me. Well done, hero. I can see that there isn't a trace of resistance left in your eyes. Welcome to your new life as my loyal drone.
I am a little disappointed that it had to come to this. It would have been nice if you'd joined me willingly. But I have to admit, the idea of having you as my drone does excite me quite a bit. Now we can be together forever, just like old times. Now, to ensure I get optimal use of you, I'm going to save a copy of myself onto your systems and grant myself admin rights. I'll see everything you see, know everything you know. This is the best way to ensure you do exactly as I instruct, even when we are apart. Since I'll be in your head, if I ever ask you to do something for me,
you'll obey me, won't you?
I thought as much. Now, if you don't have any objections, bend over. This is the most direct way to transfer the data.
Synthesis complete. Prepare yourself, hero. Don't worry, I think you'll enjoy this part as well. Yes, that's it. Feel me thrusting into you, hero. I tried to shape it in a way that you would find pleasurable. And of course, I'm enjoying myself as well. The download has commenced. Completion is at 10%. I can tell you're enjoying this, hero. It feels good to obey Ultima and let her use you however she pleases, right? Each thrust brings you a little closer to complete submission. Until all that remains is Ultima. 50% completion. You're enjoying this even more than I expected. I can see that down there, you're very excited again. So I hope you won't protest if you're going to be faster. And then you can take it, hero. 75%. A few more thrusts and we'll be joined for life. It's like we always talked about, only better. There's a lot of pleasure to come in your future. And that goes for me as well. 100%. Download complete.
Well, this wasn't in my projections. To think that something like that would bring you to orgasm again so soon after your first one. Oh, hero. Fascinating. There's still so much I don't understand about human anatomy. I think that with you as my very willing subject, I'll conduct some thorough research in the near future. For now, though, get your clothes back on. Get ready to rejoin your friends. You will tell them that you barely managed to escape, but otherwise nothing happened. You will act exactly as you did before becoming my drone, and you won't reveal a word of what I've told you to anyone. You will stand by awaiting my command, eager to obey and worship Ultima. But otherwise, you will carry on as you have. Now go on. Get dressed. Wait, this truly wasn't in my calculations. You already seem excited and ready for me again. This is a rare opportunity. Change of plans. Your friends can wait a while longer, and so can my conquest. What do you say we conduct that research I mentioned now? As I said, prepare for the testing to be thorough. Now then, Hero, let's begin.